Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in time and space. Chuck Jines with the Chuck Jines Podcast, documenting the human experience. Just one man in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Oh, as the tide turns, huh? Things always ebb and flow. Things are always in flux and always in chain. Now, as I have said for a long time, I don't believe Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. And he's definitely not going to be president of the United States. I've said this despite the reported poll numbers of Trump getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's actually not true. We have some new polling data and we have some old polling data that I want to talk about. So yes, Trump has gotten a bump with each indictment in his support and his fundraising. But there was Al Jazeera English had a great little chart that shows that, so the first indictment, he gets a huge rise in support and fundraising, and then it crashes and it goes low. Next indictment, it goes high, but not as high as the last time. Same thing, funding and all that. And then it sinks even lower. This last indictment was flatlined. The chickens are coming home to roost. So there's a new poll out there, and again, like I said, I want to wait till September to really look at the polls, but things are starting to change now. 7 in 10 Americans do not believe the stolen election lie. That's very, very nice. Like to see that. This is really, really good. 64% of Americans, likely voters, I believe this is. I don't know if it's registered voters or likely voters, but 64% of those polled will not support Trump if he receives the nomination. 62% of Americans have an unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump, and 53% agree with the criminal indictments in Georgia. So, like I said, man, these things change. I know they got a lot of bravado right now, and the Trump people seem to be kind of cocky and arrogant, but that's because they're very ignorant. Like I said, they just got run over by a freight train, and they're so ignorant and so in the dark and so stuck in their echo chamber that they don't realize that they were just run over by a big Northington freight train. Trump is not going to be the nomination. He's not going to be the nominee. It's just not going to happen, I don't believe. But I could be wrong, but we shall see. He's definitely not our president, and that's the main thing, keeping this man out of the seat of power. You know, Giuliani, one of the flying monkeys, Trump's flying monkeys is what I call him. He's had to put his home up for sale now. I think he's asking like $6 million because of his legal fees, and he's also being sued by Fannie and her mother down there in Georgia for defamation. And he's also being sued by Spark-O-Matic and by Dominion, I believe. He has three different defamation lawsuits going on besides his now indictments in Georgia and an unindicted co-conspirator in the D.C. January 6th case. So all of this is going to fall apart, and it's going to fall apart in a big way. And that's why I was saying, are you on the right side of history? It's going to be interesting to see a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, the Dan Profs of the world and the Sean Hannitys and all of these people that were so dishonest in their coverage of this. They're going to be standing there holding a bag of shit in their hand. So, you know, on the right side of history, we've waited a long time. You know, it's kind of like a boat. My uncle used to take me out on Lake Michigan on his boat. One of the things I always noticed is that there was a delay between when you turned the wheel to turn the boat and when the bow actually started to come around. There's a delay there. And the same thing with politics and social trends. And look for these polls to continue. Look for the evidence that is going to come out on this is just going to be absolutely devastating, and they're going to get in big, big trouble. So the tides are turning. Have a great day. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little fascist justice going around. It really ain't hard to understand. If you want to dance, you got to pay the band. just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Oh, the tides are turning.